going on, everybody? What's happening? Welcome to Team Boyd TV Live. We are rolling into our sixth preseason divisional breakdown episode. I be your boy, Big Q, representing Team Boyd TV. I have my boys with me. I got my bro hams with me. I got the Raven Shogun, JB, in the building. What's up?
What's happening, bro? What's happening? YouTube, Twitter, all the platforms. And as always, what a blast.
Yes, feeling good today. I'm feeling excited because working on a bunch of technical stuff, Glass. I'm glad we was able to get together today, man. How you holding up? I got the Sage Sports, Glass, in the building. What's going on, homie?
What up, fam? What up, Big Q, JB? Everybody out there on social media, we appreciate you guys joining this show. Let's get it cracked.
Right. We just got a new sub from somewhere. I don't know where it came from. I think it was Three Crescent Moon. What's up, Chris? Three Crescent Moon? That's my boy Martin. That's my man. Got Joshua in the building on Twitch as well. I heard the alert go off, but I'm looking over to the other computer. I missed it, so I have to go back and look. But I think it's Three Crescent Moon. Welcome to the stream. We're going to get busy tonight because we're talking about the NFC South. We kind of had this one in the back pocket. For how long? For a couple weeks now, right? Because we knew this was going to be, this was going to get crunk. This was going to get a little controversial. It always does. Every year when we do this division, it gets a little nuts. It gets a little crazy. I got a feeling that we're going to see all the favorites come in. We're going to see all the Falcons fans roll up in here. We might even get a appearance by the one and only Saint Subtown. I'm hoping for that. I'm praying for that, right? Oh, we got another alert. I can't remember what it was. I can't see my alerts right now. I will get to the alerts. I heard it, but I can't see it. I don't know what it is. But I appreciate it. Whoever is subbing or following on Twitch, definitely appreciate it. But we're hoping everybody who represents the NFC South come out tonight. I'm excited for this one, JB. What's going on with you, man? What's been happening?
Man, too much to it, man. Just trying to survive this heat wave, man. Basically,
it's been brutal, right?
It's beyond brutal.
You know what I'm saying? And look, Glass, usually we are, you know, when you be going, talking about the stuff in the wintertime, when we get to like week 8, week 9, and you be having to shovel your driveway and all that. So we don't know nothing about that. But you don't know nothing about this Carolina heat, bro. You know nothing
about it. I ain't complaining about any type of heat when it comes. By the time it gets to December, I'll be praying for it. So no, I'm all good now. I'll take the sweat. Believe
I know that's right. It is rough, man. I went over to hang up the father-in-law's TV yesterday, and they keep that house pretty hot, right? It's pretty warm up in that piece, bruh. I was sweating like a pig by the time I got the TV hung up. It was rough, man. All right, so look, I want to salute everybody who's jumping on board and checking us out. We'll give everybody a few minutes to get to come and hop in the chat. Glass, let's do what we came here to do, man. Let's not even waste no time. Let's not even.
Hold on.
Okay, JB got something to say.
Talk about the Broncos San Francisco game at all? Like you just
wait, I didn't. Well, you know what?
Stop. We never talk about any preseason games.
We really don't.
I don't even watch preseason games, man.
I just want your assessment of what I think.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Well,
So, Jimmy, apparently you got something to say about the game. Let's hear it. What is it?
You know, stopping the flow and everything.
You know?
Huh?
Stopping the flow and everything. Pick what's on your mind, man.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's that?
I was very underwhelmed and unimpressed. I mean, you know, but it's preseason.
Come see me after week one, man.
Wow.
Definitely will, bro.
Look, man, look, it's preseason.
I was like, I should troll Glass real hard right now for this first half.
You know what I mean? But listen, man, this week two preseason wasn't really like all that good for a whole lot of people, man. Like the Carolina, the defense got exposed. The offense looked a little shaky in Carolina. So that was something that kind of raised some eyebrows. I know we'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, Carolina, you know, after that first outing with no starter, well, you know, no Keekly, no Cam. You know, none of those guys playing. You know, they started rotating some people in this weekend. It was not a good one. And we got the Patriots in the preseason, which, you know, they always have preseason opponents. So anyway, Glass, let's get this one started. Okay, hold on. First, before we let's see. Oh, Shadow Poseidon is in the building as well. I appreciate all y'all checking me. Look, that's the support right there. I like it. I appreciate it. All right, Glass, go ahead, man.
All right, man, we're going to jump on the NFC South. As always, we start from the bottom and work our way to the top. So the bottom dwellers this season, at the end of last season, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, finished season 5-11 in the division. They were finished 2-4. They got a new head coach now. They got Bruce Arians. They were 12th in offense, 31st in defense. Top passer, of course, is Jameis Winston, 244 completions out of 378 attempts for 2,992 yards, 19 TDs, and 14 interceptions. Top rusher is Peyton Barber, 234 attempts for 871 yards, 5 TDs, and 1 fumble. Mike Evans is the top receiver. He was targeted 138 times with 86 receptions for 1,524 yards, 8 TDs, 2 fumbles. Top defensive players, Jason Pierre-Paul with 12.5 sacks, Lavonte David, 94 tackles, and Andrew Adams with 4 interceptions.
All right. So before we even get started, JB, Broncos Fanatic is in the building. What's going on, Broncos Fanatic, man? I know you yeah, always show up. Definitely appreciate it. He said, JB, why you want to talk about the Broncos versus 49ers game? The first string defense played well, plus Joe Flacco and Emmanuel Sanders look like they have chemistry. What you going to say about that? You know?
It was trash, man, but... it ain't got nothing to do with Broncos Fanatic, man. You true and true. It's just glass when we was doing the divisional breakdowns. Yeah. It was segued into that preseason game.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to troll him about it. I should have kept it private. Sorry, Broncos.
That's like, thank you for having my back, BF.
There you go, man. That's how we do it. Okay.
So there you go. I mean, it's the preseason, for what it's worth, man.
Okay, so let's get into this. First of all, let's talk about the coaching situation. Listen, who did the Bucs have last year at head coach? They had a... why can't think of his name? Yes, Dirk Cutter, right? So I had Dirk Cutter, and I think Bruce Arians is an upgrade, man. What you think about that, JB?
No doubt. Kango's back. Yeah, man. Definitely upgrade, man.
Look, this is type of squad. Yeah, what you think? I think this is type of squad, JB. I think he can get real dirty with these guys. What you think? I like the coaching move.
I think so. I think Bruce Arians command, you know, the room. He got a good connection with the players. I just don't know if I still believe in Winston, but I don't believe Winston will be his guy long term, just because of the style of, you know, the kind of coach Bruce Arians is. So we'll see.
Yeah, don't get me even going about the quarterback there. I'm gonna be straight up with you. I'm surprised this dude's still playing. And this is year what, 7 for him? Is it year 7?
Yeah, it's 6 or 7. Yeah.
So that means that he on his second contract. So he got past the rookie deal, got re-signed, and he's still playing. And he's still throwing and, you know, and leading the league in interceptions and whatnot. Now, granted, he did. Nah, I'm just saying. But he did have didn't win the deal with a suspension last year.
Yeah, before last, I believe.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe his stats had got a little.
But he only played 11 games.
Right.
And then,
Primo Sports. See, Primo Sports is in the building. I'm trying to think. Do I know See Primo Sports? I don't know, for whatever reason. I feel like that's a Seahawks guy who's changed his name. But I don't know. Let me know what's happening. But welcome to the stream, See Primo Sports. But definitely appreciate you joining us, man. But yeah, either way, I'm surprised that he's still in the league. And you know what, Glass? I'm gonna say this about the Bucks before we get into the schedule. You know, I always thought, you know, especially over like the last 4 years, that squad has been doing their best Carolina Panthers impersonation ever since they drafted Jameis Winston, you know, and then they got those big receivers. They had, you know, the running game was going. I'm gonna tell you, I think they were trying to be a carbon copy of the Carolina Panthers until like their quarterback just couldn't hold up the snuff. I think he's the weakest link, Glass. I do.
I don't know if I want to compare him to the Carolina Panthers. I think they just, number one, I don't think they knew their identity from the get go. They tried to get it around Jameis Winston. It seemed like that didn't work. Then they tried to get the defense, get the players in for defense. That didn't work. So I think Bruce Arians is a breath of fresh air, and hopefully they get identity now. But to compare it, so, I mean, I'm going to keep it real. Much as I like talking about the Panthers, I can't say Jameis Winston is anything like
So. No, but you got to understand, when they were drafting him, and especially with Cam being in the division around that time, they were like, yeah, we want a guy like that. What you think, Jamie? What you think about
it? I don't know, man. I despite it all, man, I still think Jameis Winston is my guy.
Oh my God.
I still think he can play. I think that he just probably need to calm down finally and play his game. Yeah. Instead of feeling like you have something to prove every time you're out there, which you should, but not to the point where you should be the starter quarterback for that team.
It shouldn't be that hard, JB. Look at the team he has. Look at his offense, right? And look at the offensive players he's had since he's been there. If you put plug in anybody else, I ain't gonna say anybody, but plug in the ones who actually can you know perform at the quarterback position at a medium to high level, and the Bucs will be perennial playoff team. It's the quarterback, man. That's where it's at.
I don't believe that. I still don't believe it. You know, I still believe that, you know. I mean, you got to understand, too, this kind of situations that James Winston's been in. I mean, it's been some coordinator changes, been turnover in players.
Yeah.
They really had a solid all-around solid roster. If they did at a certain time in his short career, it was decimated by injury. I mean, that's a lot of stuff you could.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I just look at it on paper. I just look at the amount of talent this man done had, and you know, it is up and down. Like he got outplayed by a backup last year. Didn't he get benched last year?
Yeah, by Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, come on, man.
But look how long that lasted. Look, James Winston has been to
Pro Bowl. I didn't say
Fitzpatrick went to Pro Bowl. Whoa, what'd you say?
They've been to Pro Bowls, yeah. I mean, I'm sure the internet ain't wrong. It says right here. That's what I'm reading. Jameis Winston's pros, quarterback career, 56. Hold on. 9 TDs, Pro Bowl Buccaneers, 2015-18. Born in Alabama, 94. That's what I'm reading, man.
Listen, I'm not disputing that. What I'm disputing.
You don't make a pro. I don't think Fitzpatrick has made a Pro Bowl as an alternate.
No, he hasn't. But nobody said that Fitzpatrick was the answer. Nobody said that. All I'm saying is he got outperformed for 3 games, which caused him.
What qualifies you for the Pro Bowl? Stats and being voted on by your peers, right?
Right, absolutely. Look, Fitzpatrick ain't never going to be no Pro Bowl if that's what your argument is.
It ain't about Fitzpatrick. Okay, about all them type of quarterbacks, McCown, et cetera. You know, Jameis, he's better than them. Anyway.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to let you have that. But so, you know, for years now, that's been what, the second or third year that this man been, I don't know, man. We don't know what you and Jameis Winston, man. All right, let's look at it.
I think he's a good player. He just need to, you know, they need to stop subtracting talent. 1 year it was a running back. One year before that it was a receiver. This year, just McCoy gone. So
last year he had Mike Evans and DeShaun Jackson.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
OJ, what's his name?
OJ Howard, which they
OJ Howard. Right. So right. I mean,
the talent been there.
What more you need?
Offensive line is what you need.
You know what? I know it seems like I'm ishing on Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston's problem is, number one, he's relying on his athletic skills, not using his head.
Mm-hmm.
Accuracy.
I agree with that.
Right. Definitely believe that. And then the other thing is, I don't know if he got the acumen to really like pick apart, you know, NFL defense. Right. I don't think he got
the defense.
I don't think so.
He scored high on the Wonder Lake. Yeah, this is
what JB. Let me get to this guy. Get out of here. Broncos fanatic said JB is still willing to down that Jameis Winston hill, huh? Yeah, apparently he is. Apparently he is.
They got
the week 7 bye, right? So the first 6 games. They got a home game against the Niners. I don't know about that one. Then they got the next game at Carolina. I'm going to give them a big fat L there. They got the Giants coming in there. They can win that one, I think. I think they got a time to do that. They will get smoked by the Rams and the Saints on the road. And then guess what? The Panthers come back in and give them another swift kick in the ass, right? So, listen, I got them winning one of those games, Glass. They win against the Giants. That's it. Week 3.
I have to agree with you. Daniel Jones ain't playing. That's true.
Right.
San Francisco 49ers, I don't know what we're going to get out of San Francisco, so I'm going to give it to in Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians. I'm going to give it to the Bucs.
So what did the Bucs that got Carolina off that losing skid they were on last year? When they finally won again, won it against the Bucs? I think it was. You know,
it might have been.
Yeah.
It might have been. But then again, like I said, well, last year the Bucs shocked the Saints and won the first game.
Right, absolutely. Right. But you know, I think that was just a surprise. I don't know what was going on with that, but they did. They pulled it off.
Sometimes you need that first game to do what you gotta do.
Absolutely.
Before everybody figure out who you're about. With that being said, I'm say 2-4. I'm giving the 49ers and the Giants.
All right, and JB, what was yours?
I'm giving them. You said 2-4 glass. I'm gonna say 3-3.
Okay. What's the other game?
They got to be split with Carolina.
I'm giving them the Giants, of course, Q. I'm giving them the Giants in the first game against Carolina.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But it don't get no better for them. Okay, so as we go back to the schedule again, right? Man, they got the Titans on the road, and then the Seahawks on the road. The Cards come in there, and, you know, I'm just saying, I saw the Raiders put some tough on Kyler Murray. You know what? Mm-hmm. We already talked about the Cards, but man, look,
just announce preseason football. Stop it, man.
Listen, the Raiders, they look good.
They did not. They looked okay against that team.
It's the Raiders, man. It's the Raiders. You know, hey,
this is on paper and
preseason. Kyler Murray showed me what I need to see, and I said that before, like when he got drafted, the overall number one. I didn't think that was a good move. But anyway, I digress. Hey, right,
I'm gonna go back real quick, and I'm not giving them 3 games to start. Sorry,
2-3. Okay, all right. Okay, so where we at? A Cards game. Okay, so I got them losing against the Titans. I got them losing against the Seahawks. I got them winning the game against the Cards at home. They're going to get obliterated by the Saints on the road. They go to Atlanta. They go to Atlanta and lose to Atlanta. I got them squeaking one out in Jacksonville on the road. Then the Colts come in there and win. I think they go to Detroit and get one, and they're going to lose the last two. Actually, you know what? I think they can win that last game at home against the Falcons. I think they can win. Unless the Falcons get into this thing where they need the Harriet, they need this divisional game to push them ahead. I don't think that the Falcons gonna get the sweep on the Bucks. I already got the Panthers sweeping them. JB says no, but I did. I think they'll get the split on the Falcons. So listen, after it's all over, I got them 6-10. I got them at 6-10, JB. Where you at?
7-9. I didn't want to do. Unfortunately for me, is this season right here is gonna be the exit of Jameis Winston. I like the guy, but Bruce Arians is not gonna stand there and keep trying to.
Absolutely not.
To keep doing this with Jameis Winston, plus all three other quarterbacks in that division at this Alpha Revenge.
Absolutely.
In their own way. So.
But you know what? This gives Jameis, and I think Jameis understands exactly what you said. I think under this coach, he has a lot to prove to this coach, this new coach that just came in there. And I mean, listen, he been on the, you know, on a downwards trend over the last couple of years. This might be a nice year for him to try to bounce back if, you know, this is what we're doing. All right, where you at, Glass?
All right, man. Coming off the bye, I'm gonna have them shock the Tennessee Titans and Tennessee because they, like I said, coming off the bye, they rested, and then we talking about Bruce Arians. We ain't talking about Dirk Cock.
Right.
Seahawks, they lose. Cardinals, they win. Saints, Falcons. Jaguars, they lose. I'm gonna say they're gonna lose to the Colts, but by that time, probably Andrew Luck will be back and rolling. I think they can beat the Lions. They're gonna lose to the Texans and the Falcons after everything's said and done. I think it's gonna be 5-11, 6-10. And
Jameis will be gone. Actually, I got a feeling Jameis won't finish this season out. But I don't wish injury on him. And I just got a feeling he might end up getting benched or something. I don't know who they got in ride shotgun with him and everything. And listen, Broncos fanatic said, Big Q, don't fall for the preseason hype. Raiders will be in the basement again this year. I've read this story before. Listen, maybe it was the HBO gloss on it, but it wasn't even really me hyping up the Raiders. It was me just saying how bad that I thought the Cardinals, you know, they just didn't play well that day. I mean, even though you look at the score and really neither team really played really good deep. But that's beside the point. Team winning got the Bucks 6-10 as well. He agrees with me. All right. Okay, so we good with that one, JB? We good? We straight?
It's unfortunate, man, because, I mean, that division was supposed to have four, like, leaders, long time quarterbacks in that division, and it was going to always be a tight race, but Jameis going to probably have to look for another guy.
Yeah, man, they're going to have to. And they should have been shopping for like the last two seasons. They should have. All right, Glass, take us to the next destination, sir.
All right, we got your Carolina Panthers. They finished season 7-9 in the division. They was 2-4. They're ranked 14th on offense, 19th on defense. Top passer, of course, is Cam Newton. I thought he played the whole season, but he only played 14 games.
Yeah.
He had 320 completions out of 471 attempts for 3,395 yards, 24 TDs, 13 interceptions. The top rusher is my boy, Christian McCaffrey. 2,000, man, shut it. You don't have no faith in your boy. Oh, wow. But anyway, 1,219 attempts for 1,098 yards, 7 TDs, 4 fumbles. You got to clean up that fumble situation. Yeah. Top receivers, who? Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, of course.
Targeted 124 times with 107 receptions for 867 yards, 6 TDs. Top defensive players is Mario Addison with 9 sacks, Luke Kuechly, 93 tackles, and Dante Jackson with 4 interceptions.
So let's go ahead and address. So I know it's going to come up in the chat. So Carolina lost a little bit, right? They lost a little bit. Like, we don't know what Olsen status is, right? But I know Peppers, you know, and Davis, right? Is that it? Peppers, Davis? I'm thinking we lost somebody else on offense, too. Can't really remember. But, you know, they lost some staples, some stuff like that. And I got to say,
you won't have Devin Funches back. You don't know.
Yeah, Devin's in Buffalo now, right? Is that right?
It's somewhere.
Not in Buffalo, because that's where Kelvin Benjamin went. I forget. I think he's in Indy, right? Indy. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think he's in
Indy. Yeah. But the thing is, I wasn't really super impressed with Carolina's defense down the stretch last year either. And, you know, normally as a Carolina, you know, Carolina's defense is what kind of bails them out most of the time, especially when Cam get those butterfingers and start with those high selling passes. And of course, everybody knew Cam had the shoulder situation last year and all that kind of stuff. So unveiled a new throwing situation this year, Glass. I don't know what you think about that, but I don't know. I feel like this is a season where Cam at least is going to take the next leap forward as far as his quarterback progression is concerned. I'm worried about what we look like on offense a little bit. You know, we lean heavily on Christian McCaffrey because Greg Olsen was not around as much as he needed to be. And but these young wide receivers, though, I'm impressed with that. It's still the thing that I find the most worrying, JB, is the secondary. So what do you think?
I think if I had to pick a weakness, you know, your halfback is your lead receiver. Yeah. Which he's a different type of back. I understand that fully. That's what he's there for, to be a wide utility guy. But he's the leading receiver there, and that's glaring. And the fact that you don't have a name in the secondary that hold weight other than, you know, Eric and Jackson.
Right. So listen, there's a healthy Curtis Samuel this year, Glass, which will alleviate some of that, you know, relying on Christian McCaffrey so much. DJ Moore is breaking out, right? You know, so you got that going on, too. It's just, you know, the tight end situation, you know, we need to look at that a little bit, you know, and I don't know. It's just it's a really, really young looking offense. So we have to see how that play out. What you think about it, Glass?
I ain't worried about the defense at all, to tell you the truth, but they're always legit. It's the offense. You either have no wide receivers, good run game. You have wide receivers. You don't have a run game. You have either one, and Cam's shoulders hurt. So this is a year where everything should be put together. Like you said, you got Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, wide receivers. They got to step their game up. Now you got a healthy, supposedly healthy Cam Newton. You got to be more accurate. And same thing that Christian Caffrey did last year, he need to do this year, just cut down on the fumbles.
All right, so we're going to look at the schedule, which I'm actually – a little bit alleviated, because I think the schedule is actually not as brutal as it was last year. It's a rough schedule, but it's not as, I think it could be a lot worse. I think some people got dealt a worse hand than Carolina did. Let's take a look at it real quick. So listen, obviously, you know, they got that season opener at home against, you know, the defending NFC champions, right? That's going to be a rough one, right? And, you know, I'm going to say it now. I think the game should be a nice measuring stick of how we look at the Carolina Panthers going forward, right? If they can actually put up a fight, maybe even possibly win this game, that'll let us know what kind of mentality the Carolina Panthers got this year. I'm gonna give them a loss, though. I'm gonna say they lose that home opener, but we'll see how they perform in that game, and that'll let us know how the rest of the season goes. They'll bounce back because they got the Bucks coming in the week after. They get a win there. Then they go on the road against the Cards, which I think they're gonna get a win against the Cards. Then they go to Houston. I think they get a win against Houston. They got the Jags coming in. What? Okay, I see you rolling your eyes. What is that about? What? You looking at the same schedule I'm looking at? What is going on?
I'm
What is happening right now?
This is your pick.
I'm just looking at the schedule. And then look, this is, I said that the first part of the schedule, I thought it was an easy schedule. Okay. And then look, they got the Bucks in Tampa and before they go on their bye. Listen, I do think they're going to go 5-1. I think they're going to go 5-1. I'm just saying, I think they're going to go 5-1, JB. I'm going to let you go because that's why I don't want to hear your shit. I don't want to hear it. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just keeping it real, bro. That's all.
What you got, JB?
Hey, man, to be realistic, just based on the campaign itself and health and McCoy being over there and the defensive like attitude, I think they can win 8 in a row after the Rams game.
Oh, my God. Falcons fans are infiltrated the show. Oh my God!
I'm just looking at this. I mean, I think the Panthers are definitely better than the Bucks by two possessions. They better than the Cardinals by three possessions. They better than the Texans by a field goal. They better than the Jaguars by a field goal. They better than the Bucks again.
Yeah.
The second time around by five. They better than 49ers based on the small.
Are you going to you're going too far? Go back up.
I'm just trying to strengthen my 8-in-a-row point. But yeah. I mean, it's there. I mean, Texas, Titans,
Panthers. Look at Glass face. Oh my God! First of all, Glass.
I don't like the Jacksonville Jaguars at all.
Hold up, Glass. Because I know you're ready to explode right now. I expected this out of you. But we got Falcons fans in the house, and I gotta address them. I have to, right? Joffy. Joe, look, you're talking about it's comical that Cam will take a next leap. What's so funny about that? I'm just saying. I don't know what you're talking about, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're talking about. You let me know how that is. All right, Glass, what you think? So you rolling your eyes and going on. Go ahead.
Okay. Don't get whooped by the Rams. You will beat the Buccaneers. You beat the Cardinals. That Houston, Texas game is going to be a good one. That's going to be your litmus test on how y'all gonna do for the season. I'm gonna say you're gonna lose that game. Mm. Jacksonville Jaguar game, all I gotta say is Cam better not throw over the top. He gotta use Christian McCaffrey and dink and dunk. You can win that game. You beat the Buccaneers. After everything's said and done, 3-3 by the Bible.
Oh my God, Glass, you killing me right now.
I said 3-3, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm keeping 3-3.
Listen, I like 5-1 with Q, man.
And T-Money says, but T-Money giving the loss to the Texans. You know what? I ain't going to take nothing from the Rams. I'm just saying, Rams are serious business. You know what I mean? And they coming in here. I know it's week one. And like, I mean, and they traveling, coming from, you know, the West Coast over. We kind of got the advantage there. But they still the Rams, though. You know, and he's talking about, you know, Gurley is still going to be kind of recovering. And I feel him on that, too. The Rams are the Rams, and I'm going to respect them, okay? And Joe, I'm going to respect the Rams way more than I'm gonna respect the Falcons, believe that. You know what I'm saying? Right? Okay. Let's get into it, right? All right, okay. So what we got here? We got the 49ers. We gotta go on the road to face them. I like that game. The Titans at home. Man, we might have to go to that game. Me, you, and Cleveland. Might have to check that one out. Okay, but anyway. Yeah, that one. I don't really know how I feel about that one. It's a home game. I'm gonna give the Panthers a win there. They go out to Lambeau Field in November, even though the Packers are not the Packers that we talked about the Packers, right? And we talked about this particular game as well. I'm gonna give the Packers benefit of doubt at Lambeau in November. Okay, I'm gonna give them that, right? The Falcons come in here for the first time, right? I say we win at home against Atlanta here. Then we go to New Orleans, which, man, if we can pull that one off in the dome, that would be beautiful. But I'm going to give Carolina a loss there. We're going to love to see Josh Norman come back to North Carolina. And I think we can win that game against Washington as well. I'm going to give Carolina a loss in Atlanta. We already beat Seattle in Seattle the last time we played them. Now they're coming home. They come play with us here in Charlotte. I like Carolina against the Seahawks. We got the Colts in Indy. I don't really like that game. I feel something weird about that game. I'm going to give the Panthers a loss there. And we got the Saints to finish the season up. I like that. I like us against the Saints in the last part of the season, especially if we're going to be looking at somewhere around 9-7, 8-8 around that time. That Saints game will put us where we need to be to make it into the playoffs. I'm going to give the Panthers 10 wins, Glass. I'm going to do it.
Okay. You want me to give you the truth?
Yeah.
You're going to beat the 49ers. You're going to beat the Titans. You're going to beat the Packers. You're going to beat the Falcons at home. You're going to lose to the Saints, beat the Redskins. I'm sorry, beat Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You'll lose to the Falcons in Atlanta. You might beat the Seahawks. At
home. That's 10 right there.
You,
that's all he's looking for.
Right. You might beat the. You ain't going to beat the Colts. He ain't going to be the same. I said you're going to end up 9-7.
Okay. You just snatched that away from me because you don't want me to have my 10 games. That's all that is. You don't want me to have the 10.
You just came from 7-9. I'm giving you 2 more games,
okay,
man.
All right. So listen, T Money said our speed at wide receiver, we can throw against anybody. And he says, Glass, bet me on that. That's what he's saying.
That what?
That's a wager. That they can throw that speed at wide receiver, they can throw against anybody. You know, I'll let y'all discuss that on Twitter, and I'll be watching from the sidelines. Okay. What about you, JB? What you got, man?
You'll be already at 7-2 before this whole start.
Give us 13, JB. Do it.
Nah, hell no. But I'm saying, luckily for you, you'll already be based on the strength of schedule early on. You'll be already 7-2 before this whole shit start trending like it did last year before Pittsburgh put 50 on you and the bottom fell out.
That's right.
So I'm saying. The Titans game is a toss-up, but I'll give you Green Bay. I'll give you Falcons the first time around. I think the Saints sweep you. I think you lose that Washington game. I think the Seahawks, you probably get that one, but you'll lose the rest. And I'm giving you 10 wins.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Glass, you far from 10, bro. You got a negative 3 game slide there, cuz. You need to do your math.
I'm far by one. Okay.
You need to do your math.
You give a brother. Yeah,
wow. Oh,
man.
Listen, T-Money said we lose against the Packers at Atlanta and at home versus the Saints. So that was 3. And so
yeah, I gave you the Packers.
So the two Panthers guys said that we think we're going to lose against the Packers in November. But you think they're going to win. Okay. All right. So you got him at 9-7. Me and JB gave him 10, right?
I gave him 10. Yep.
10 puts you in the conversation, man.
Let's not get not too fast.
Hey, I said the conversation.
Okay. Got 2 more teams.
Right, the conversation.
10 wins to keep letting people keep their jobs.
There you go.
All right. Okay, Glass, let's do it.
Speaking of Atlanta Falcons, that's who's up next. They finished 7-9 in the division. They was 4-2. 10th in offense, 25th in defense. Top pass, of course, Matt Ryan, 422 completions out of 608 attempts for 4,924 yards, 35 TDs, 7 interceptions. Top rusher, Tevin Coleman, 167 attempts for 800 yards, 4 TDs, 2 fumbles. We don't have to worry about them. Worry about him because he is with the 49ers.
Right.
Julio Jones was the top receiver with 100, being targeted 170 times with 113 receptions and 1,677 yards, 8 TDs, 2 fumbles. Top defensive player, Mekaris McKinley with 7 sacks. Devondre Campbell with 63 tackles and DeMonte Kazee was 97. Oh, no, that got to be wrong. Scratch that last one out. I know he had 97 interceptions.
Oh, no.
Nah.
I think he had 4 interceptions, if I'm mistaken.
Okay. I like it. This is what I would say about them. They had an emerging little young wide receiver last year. They, he was good. You know what I mean? And I think you still got to, he only going to get better. He's a young guy. What was his name? Ridley? Calvin Ridley was his name?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's a dangerous player. I joke about Atlanta all the time. You know what I mean? But they're a good team. And they always been the team that, Carolina have to really kind of pull the bootstraps up to go against. But I think the days of seeing, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when they had that super high-powered offense, when they were blowing everybody away by at least 20 points or whatever, I think them days gone, man. I don't know, man. I just feel like they're not as scary as they were a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, the hell they is.
I don't know. I ain't scared of them.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Fact,
nobody talks about Atlanta Falcons outside of Atlanta, but this team got everything new. Julio.
Oh yeah, the talent is there.
Freeman's gonna be back. The team was decimated on defense by injury. Get out of here. I think they're gonna win a division. Be honest.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, the schedule will tell us that.
Freeman only played two games. What did you blow out his knee? Or
I don't know what happened, but that, but the core of their talent was not there, and they still was giving people fit. So
yeah. I don't know, but they weren't putting up, you know, averaging 35 points, 37 points a game like they were 2 years ago.
The only thing that'll stop this team from getting national attention, man, if they don't give Julio what he wants or promise him what he wants.
Right. Yeah, they, but you know what, though?
If they do right by him, they'll go as
but
far.
But you know, they you know, old what's his name, Mr. Mustache? What's his name?
Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank, he might be pulling old Jerry. He might be like, Julio who? Because they got Calvin Ridley in the shotgun.
Nah, he's going to do right.
Yeah, I think I got a feeling he will, too. Okay, so let's see what we got here. Hopefully, they will fare worse than the Carolina Panthers did, but we'll see. They open up on the road against the Vikes, come back home and get the Eagles in the building. All right, then they go back on the road against the Colts. Titans come in there, two road games against the Texans and the Cardinals. Then they face off against the Rams and the Seahawks, both at home. Okay, so that's eight games. I like them. I like them opening up on the road against the Vikes. That's going to be a good game, and that'll let us know that'll let us know what kind of offense we looking at, because the Vikings defense is still there. Mike Zimmer's defense is just nasty. They got the Eagles in the second game. At home, kind of don't like Atlanta in this game at home, even though they're at home. It's their home opener. I think the Eagles come in there and get a dub. They go out on the road against the Colts. I think I like the Falcons over the Colts there on the road. I like them. That Titans game is going to be I'm going to give it – they in Atlanta. I'm going to give Atlanta the win there. I like the Falcons on the road against the Texans and the Cards. Don't like them against – at home against the Rams. That Seahawks game is going to be an interesting one. So out of eight, I give them 5-3, JB. I give them 5-3.
6-2.
6-2? Okay.
It's just too much for these team secondaries, man.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I think it's too much for the Vikings. It's too much for the Eagles. It's too much for the Colts. The Titans they'll barely beat it. They'll be there for a half before the wheels fall off. The Texans ain't got the secondary. The Cardinals ain't got the secondary. I don't really like I'm not scared of the Rams. Like I mean, I saw them and they had to cheat to get to the Super Bowl.
Wow,
they were basically cooked by an NFC South team. The game was basically over.
Okay? Right. You know.
And they lost the Super Bowl in the same fashion with that minus the penalty, you know, like so.
And got a new rule put in place because of it too, right?
Just too much firepower from the Falcons offense. And their defense is
their defense is good. Yeah. So
I like them a lot. I'm giving them, what did you say, the first six?
Yeah. It was the first eight.
First eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6-2.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, Joe, look, you overreacting with the all caps, okay? What's his name? What's the Dolphins guy name? What's his name? The Dolphins dude. You know what I'm talking about. What is his name?
D1
shows. Okay, D1 shows it right now.
Right.
Okay. But listen, I didn't listen, really, I respect Ridley. I respect Ridley, man. And listen, I didn't say Moore was better than Ridley. I didn't say that either. You know, where you getting that stuff from? I'm just saying. The guy's great. I said he's a scary young player. Did I say that? What did I say about Ridley? What did I say?
I'm just saying Ridley ain't gotta be great. He just gotta do what he do, and then there's a guy that is great on that team.
Right. Oh yeah.
Catch balls.
That's right.
So, I mean, you're gonna have to pick something, and it ain't gonna fare well for a lot of these teams on the schedule.
Right. No, man, it looked a little rough. Eyeglass, did you give me yours?
All right, man. Number one, I'm gonna say Calvin Ridley. He gonna step up this year. This is gonna be his year where everybody gonna know who he is, opposite of Julio. Vikings game is interesting. I want to give it to the Falcons, but they're playing in Minnesota. I don't know if Kirk Cousins. I don't know what Kirk Cousins we gonna get.
Throw right. Interceptions.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to the Vikings for now. They're gonna beat the Eagles. They're gonna beat the Colts. I think Andrew Luck is not gonna be. Tip-top shape at that time. They're going to beat the Titans. The Texans. I think I'm going to give it to the Texans. They're going to beat the Cards. Rams will win. They're going to beat the Seahawks. I'm going to say they'll be 5-3.
Man, only about the Texans, man. The Texans window is like rapidly shutting, man. Like, even though they kind of propped it back open a little bit when they got, you know, the quarterback, but man, it's
man. Give me 4 stars on the Texans offense. I know that's not about them. That's gonna make it. Give me four.
They got the one wide receiver guy. What was his name? The one came from Buffalo a couple years ago. They got him.
They got Will
Fuller. Is that his name?
Yeah, Will Fuller.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. They got Hobbs, and they got the quarterback, right?
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Give me one more. To make this legit.
Running back.
I don't know what the running back is. Was it Blue? Was it Alfred Blue? No, it wasn't him, was it?
No. They picked up somebody. Oh shit!
If he don't jump, his name don't ring a bell in your head, then it's not a star.
Right.
All right, give me a minute. I'll let you know.
Right. Don't look it up, bro.
I got to, because I know. So it's not Lamar Miller. It's
not a star. Gotcha. Not a scary team, bro. They fractured. They got
right.
Cracked.
You know, that's what I said. I think they win a rapidly shot. Okay, so what were we? You gave him glass?
5-3.
5-3. I had gave him
5-3.
5-3, and JB said
6-2.
Okay. All right. So we went that far apart. Okay. All right. Week 9 bye. Okay. Week 9 bye. Then they come back on the road, 2 games back to back, divisional games against the Saints and the Panthers, which I believe, and this ain't me hating. Okay. I think they're gonna drop 2 L's there. I just got a feeling they are. Okay. And then they got 2 more divisional games at home. So they got 2 games on the road and then 2 games at home. 3 games at home, actually. I think they get the Bucks. I think, man, the Saints.
Holy moly.
The Saints, that deep in the season. Look, I already gave the Saints the win in New Orleans. I'm going to give Atlanta the win here. And I'm going to give Atlanta the win over Carolina here, too, because I already gave it to them. I think they get back. They go out into San Francisco and they get that one, too. Man. They after dropping those first 2, it looked like a smooth sailing.
They got right? 5 divisional games.
Yeah, you know. So we gave them. Okay, y'all right. So I got them at, was it 11-5? Is that right? Ooh. Is that 11? I want to make sure I got my math right here.
Looks like 11.
I think that's 11. Yes. Okay. So I got them 1 game better than my Panthers, bro. I got them 1 game better than my Panthers, only because, man. After they come from Carolina, after they come back to Atlanta, they got the Bucks, right? And the Saints game ain't gonna be easy, but I think they can win that game. I think Carolina come in there feeling good about themselves and they're gonna get shut down, okay? But then they go out west to the 49ers, and then they win that game. I think they win against the Jacks. And I don't see the Buccaneers winning at home in the last game. I don't see that. That's a 6-game winning streak right there to close the season out. That's dope. I'm saying it. All right, JB, where you at?
I want to give them 13-3, man, but it's going to be some silly games. it's going to come down to the Falcons and the Saints for the division. They both on the collision course. Maron got something to prove, and the Breeze, they want to get back because of what happened last year. So it's going to come down to them two, and they're going to get a chance to see each other pretty regularly in this 5 games here.
Yes, they are.
I think they'll get edged out one way or the other. So I'm giving them 12-4. I think it'll and a division, by the way, one game. Mm. And it'll be in this stretch of divisional games.
So how about I throw this in there just to mess with you, right? How about we let the young DJ Moore mess this whole thing up for Atlanta? Because listen, I got them 1 game apart, right? But if Carolina get the sweep on them, that would be awesome, right?
If it was a split or a
right. Whatever, man. I like it. All right, Glass. Here's the scenario. Where you at?
All right, man. I'm gonna let you know right now, just because of you, and I think they could do it. I'm gonna have the Falcons split with the Panthers. Okay. So I'm gonna say they're gonna lose to the Saints. They're gonna lose to the Panthers. They'll beat the Buccaneers. They're gonna lose to the Saints again. They're gonna beat the Panthers, beat the 49ers, beat the Jaguars, and beat the Buccaneers. I'm going to say 11-5 with you.
Okay. All right. So, look, it come down to that. I'm telling you, come down to the Carolina game, man. That's where it's at, man.
All of them important. Y'all schedule is similar.
JB, the Houston Texans running back, it was Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson. Okay, because Mr. T
coming from Cleveland. Yeah, I don't think
because Mr. T Money says it was Hopkins, Fuller, Watson, and Miller. So hold up now. Look, I have a tendency to go with straight it facts. I'm just saying.
It all spells not enough.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Something happened to Hopkins. It's over.
Right. Joe said never.
I'm not hating on the Texans. I'm just saying, let's call a spade, man. It ain't enough.
What you mean I didn't want to give it to you, Joe? I did, man. I was being honest, man. Listen, look, I hate on Atlanta because I hate that's the one that I don't know. I don't like the Saints either. But I'm just saying, I don't like the Falcons, man. I mean, but I respect y'all though. I do. All right, Glass. Let's finish this one up, man. All right,
man. The one that won the division was the New Orleans Saints, 13-3, and finished the division 4-2. Third in offense, 14th on defense. Top pass, of course, we all know the future Hall of Famer Drew Brees, 364 completions out of 489 attempts for 3,992 yards, 32 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. Top rusher was Alvin Kamara, 194 attempts for 883 yards, 14 TDs, and a fumble. Top receiver was Michael Thomas, who just got paid. Targeted 147 times with 125 receptions for 1,405 yards, 9 TDs, and 2 fumbles. Top defensive players, Cameron Jordan, 12 sacks, DeMario Davis, 74 tackles, and Marcus Williams, and a whole slew. I think it was 3 other secondaries with 2 interceptions.
All right.
Lattimore and a couple of another.
So for the Saints fans, like I'm going to go ahead and do it. So if it wasn't for the play, right?
Yes.
So if it wasn't for the play, and let's say New Orleans advanced to the Super Bowl, do you think they had a better shot at winning that game than the Rams did? I'm going to come to you first, JB. What you think?
Yes, I do. I do because there was no Jared Goff that was on that field, you know, looking like he was scared. If Brees wouldn't have, he would have stared down that gun. He would have made it happen. Jared Goff was frozen for 3 quarters. We saw it.
Yeah.
I think they had a better running back by committee than the non-existent Todd Gurley. I think that would have been a more complete team. And it took something like what happened for them to lose their game. That's the only way they would have lost.
Yeah. I don't know, Glass. This reminded me, like, watching that last year, watching the Rams in the Super Bowl reminded me so much of the second time Carolina went to the Super Bowl and with that team with Cam and them and how they just got shocked by the Broncos. And they never fully recovered. And even though I think the Rams, like, you know, recovered a little bit, they didn't get beat as bad as Carolina did here, but I'm just saying, like, it was like that initial shock and all of being under all them lights with all them eyes on you, they just wasn't ready for that, man. I think New Orleans would have definitely gave us a better game to watch. What you think?
I totally agree. I think New Orleans probably would have won that one.
Yeah.
This is just what JB saying, the offensive power that they had. They had a two-headed monster with Ingram and Kamara. Like I said, Jared Goff and Gurley. Well, Goff, he didn't have his game. Gurley, he was hurt. So it was right. CJ Anderson up in there. You had Kamara, Thomas, Ben Watson, your boy Ted Ginn. Yeah. It was too much. Then, like you said, Drew Brees would have picked him off left and right, picked off the Patriots defense. So I think it would have been a good game, a closer game, but I think Saints would.
Yeah, but you know we had that play, and like a lot of people, I hear it all the time, man. A lot of people say that the Saints deserved really to be in that spot, and that's why the new rule, the offensive pass interference. What's the new rule? The coach can challenge now.
It's pass interference, but it's totally garbage. That they went away from the whole point of what actually happened, like they always do.
Right,
they always do. It's always the extreme. Like when Brady got his knee hurt, it went to like it's a whole nother
right
paradigm of the premise. Like it ain't even following the premise of the situation. So it's gonna be teams gonna lose games because of that nonsense.
Oh yeah, it's supposed to stop that from happening. Like the situation we had in that game last year. They say that this new rule is supposed to eradicate that. We should never be in a situation like that again.
Listen, man, this was not hand fighting a push off by the offensive player. This was blatantly tackling the guy before the ball gets there.
Throwing him up.
Yeah.
Should be reviewable, not hand fighting or jockeying for position for the football. That's nonsense. It's garbage. Like they always do, though.
Right. It'll be something else next. Not a huge Saints fan, man, but I felt for them with that. That was a rough spot right there. It was pretty bad. Okay, Glass, here we go. Let's do it. So they open up at home against the Texans. I got them a win in that game. They go to L.A. I think they're gonna get shocked in LA. They're gonna get learned a lesson there. And actually, then I'm thinking about it. What was the game at? The game was in New Orleans last year, or was it in LA?
Yeah, it was in New Orleans.
So now they're going to LA for the revenge game. Actually, it'll be really hard for LA to win that game. I think it'll be hard. Because they got that date circled since the schedule came out. You know they do, right? You know, so
NFL put that together. Yeah,
absolutely, right? Okay, so we'll give the Saints the win on the road against the NFC champions, and then I like them winning the second road game too against the Seahawks. I think Dallas got the best of them in the Superdome last year, didn't they? Oh man, I think lightning cannot strike twice in the same place. It would not happen again. I don't think the Cowboys win in the dome this year. That ain't gonna happen. So the Saints win that one too. The Saints can win against the Bucks. Like, oh my goodness, what is this?
Exactly.
What is this? Damn. Oh wow. Okay. Yep. I don't even want to say it out of my mouth. But
say it. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, they undefeated through the bye. So they undefeated through the bye.
Nah, you won't beat no Chicago.
In Chicago. In Chicago. In Chicago.
Defense, no joke, man.
Yeah, that one's a rough one. Okay, you know what? I kind of, you're right.
MJB,
okay.
Oh, I'm calling it like you calling it, bro.
7-1 ain't bad, though. 7-1 ain't bad, though. 7-1 is actually amazing. That is, they have a beautiful schedule, man. But you know what?
I like 6-2, by the way.
But you know, some crazy stuff happened in the Georgia Dome with the Cowboys last year. I don't know, man. I just have a hard time believing that can happen again. I just don't think it can. What you think about that, JB? Dallas Cowboys?
I think they'll get, but Dallas, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be, yeah. I think the Saints will be better off after that game.
Yeah,
but it'll be Russell Wilson that kind of something to him.
Man, the only thing about the Seahawks that kind of messed me up a little bit, man. They a little bit depleted. Just, I mean, not as bad as some teams been in the past, but they're a little bit depleted. Just a little.
Normally, when you see, Saints, they are not known to play down to a level of a team,
right?
But sometimes, you know, you can see that they're off and they'll start like clicking late.
Yeah,
I think they give Russell Wilson a shot, and all he would probably do is need to get him in field goal position.
Oh yeah,
they'll lose. Wow. And then they'll get the Cowboys at home and show people that that was a fluke.
So me and Glass gave him 7-1. JB, you said 6-2.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully, I haven't seen the schedule. Hopefully, it get worse for them afterwards. Bye. But we'll see.
Okay.
Because, man, they're going to start off real hot. Okay, after the bye, all right, they got the Falcons in the house, right? I think we just talked about this game. We said that the Falcons would lose in New Orleans, right? So New Orleans wins that one. The Bucks don't get kicked around. They're going to get swept by just about everybody in the division, right? First time playing against Carolina. You know, Carolina coming into to New Orleans. Man, I think I already gave Carolina the L here, right? And I think we go to Atlanta, and I think we gave Atlanta the win here, if I'm not mistaken. All right, but then New Orleans bounces back and gets two in a row over the 49ers and the Colts at home. And then they got the Titans and the Panthers both on the road. And what happened in the last game? You know what? It's the last game of the season. And, you know, and Carolina fighting for that playoffs position. So, I like Carolina at home against the Saints. You know, they did have all them games in a row on us that time. But I think we finally broke that streak last year, right? Yeah, we broke that streak last year. I think it was the season finale, I think, right? And I think it wasn't even Cam. It was the backup quarterback who ended up winning. But, of course, you know, of course, what's-his-face, pulled all his starter. So whatever you want to say. But yeah, you know, maybe the Panthers will get in a situation like that again. So I like it. Man, that was 7. And okay. So look, JB, I know you gave the division to the Atlanta Falcons, right? With 11 wins, or was it 12? What you gave them? 11? Gave them 12. I'm giving New Orleans 12, right? And probably the division. It'd be really nice to see them trip up somewhere. It's hard for me to see it in preseason. The rest of the teams ain't really fleshed out all that well yet. But I'm giving them the division at 12, right? That's what I'm doing.
For the sake of us doing this, yeah. I'm only saying that they won't win a division because they're missing. I mean, Kamara basically going to have to take – he's going to have to be an every down back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how that's going to fare, you know, through the whole thing. Because I remember Atlanta, one game, they was putting some real good licks on Kamara, and he ended up choking it up.
Yeah.
Coughing it. I don't know if that was the year before or this past season, but he ended up coughing it up, costing the game.
Well,
he couldn't get back in there.
He pretty much had to handle the load kind of alone last year because, you know, the year before he had his boy with him.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so that was sharing, that was splitting the carries, but now they, you know, he's not really doing that no more, so.
But after it all, it's all said and done, yeah. You know, I think it's going to be 10, 11, and 12 with the New Orleans Saints second. But yeah. Anything can happen because they're going to definitely go to playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's going to be Panthers 10 and 6, Saints 11 and 5, yeah. Atlanta 12 and 4.
Yep, and I got to just stop. I got Carolina 10, I got Atlanta 11, and I got New Orleans 12. All right, Glass, where you at?
All right. I hear what y'all saying. We're coming back from the bye. I got the Falcons losing it in New Orleans. They're going to beat the Buccaneers. I'm gonna try to give them a split on the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they'll win against the Panthers on the first try. They're going to lose to the Falcons, beat the 49ers, Colts, Titans, and probably lose to the Panthers. So after everything's said and done, that's two losses I have. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna say 12-4 with you guys. I was gonna say 13-3, but I'm gonna say 12-4.
Yeah, but either way, Lord, they're gonna walk out division winners though. That's what it looked like, right? Like I said, unless somebody come out of the blue and just kind of blow everything. Like I said, you know what? It's early. The Cards might end up being that team. Who knows, right? And maybe they're not able to exert revenge against the Rams like they want to. Who knows, right? We don't know.
Ancient boy Paxton Lynch down there.
You know? Is Paxton Lynch behind Drew? Is that right?
Paxton Lynch?
Oh, I don't know. What are y'all's, that was y'all's first rounder like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
All right, stop it, man.
Okay, anyway.
I don't bring back all the stuff, man.
Okay. Listen, I definitely had some fun tonight. I'm glad we were able to get to iron out a lot of our issues are with maybe one or two. We got one or two shows left to go.
Two?
Yeah, two shows left to go. We're actually going to finish right up against it, man. We're going to be right there. I think we're going to finish on time. I think so, right?
I know, right?
So I think we're going to be ready for week one. And basically, we went through a bunch of stuff this preseason trying to work out our productions and stuff like that. But I think I had to like swallow that bitter pill, trying to do all that scientific stuff. And my boys was telling me, look, go back to basics. That's what we did tonight. And the show kind of went very, very smooth because we went back to what we used to do. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, man. You guys, the conversation in the comment section is always amazing. I knew y'all were going to kind of come out and go at it tonight, and it's all good. I definitely like that you know, we got at least one Atlanta.
Seahawks. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got one Atlanta Falcons fan that showed up, at least. I don't know where Aries is at tonight. He must be busy. I really wanted Saints have time to show up, but we'll get him maybe. Maybe like what was it, week three or whatever it was. You know what I mean? Anyway, definitely want to appreciate everybody for coming out. We'll be tightening this thing up. We're almost done. So that puts us back at the AFC. I think it's only one AFC team.
AFC.
Oh, we got to talk about the Patriots next week?
Yep.
Ew.
Yep.
Ah. Well, you know what? It might be a 30-minute show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to the AFC East next week, which means we finished the preseason with the
NFC
North. Hey, we're talking about the Bears in the pack, right? Yeah, that's going to be good. All right, JB, man, it has been a pleasure tonight, man. And again, I listened to what you said last week about going back to Zoom, and look, you know, I said, I'm going to swallow that one. Anyway, put yourself over, man.
Come on, man. Damn it. Let me on the tech team. Anyway, hey, I just want to give a shout out to everybody who was here, especially the NFC Falcons. Y'all always come out in heavy droves. Hey, y'all probably the best like fan base when we do this, man, for real. Like, it's always fun when we're talking about the NFC South. Anyway, you can catch me here on Wednesdays on Live at 8 o'clock Eastern Time and on Twitter as Raven Shogun.
Yeah, make sure that's Raven Shogun. Like, the whole the Team Boy TV JB thing, like, that's not where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
not where it's at.
I got the right handle now.
Yeah, Raven Shogun, that's what it is. And yeah, actually, man. I used to have your third, your lower thirds, but they now getting out of here tonight. That's weird. Anyway, Glass, go ahead and set yours up, man. All
right, man. I appreciate everybody joining in on the show. Rest in peace to a former running back for Chicago Bears, Cedric Benson, died in a motorcycle crash over the weekend.
Absolutely.